I wanted to create a family member who seemingly, within this very traumatized nuclear family, a matriarch, you know, who seemed to be able to rise, has seen it all, can rise above it all, can compartmentalize everything with keen insight and intellect, who, you know, who is like a grandma, who has lived through the 20th century and came out smelling like roses. And, you know, but she's a flawed person, too. We find out that she lied about something very pivotal in her life to her granddaughter, that, you know, who she loves and who loves her. But nobody's perfect. And, you know, in a confessional kind of conversation between grandmother and granddaughter, you know, she explains that, you know, we all are facing challenges, all of us in this family, me too. But look, you know, we're rising up to it. We're pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. And, you know, I thought it would be a kind of cool thing for, you know, her to have had to over, just like her daughter is now, her to have had to overcome something in her life. And for her, it was that she lost the sight in one eye when she was very young. And yet here she is still, you know, going out to the archery range every week, something she found out she had an aptitude for very early in life. For a while, I thought we, you know, make a lot of money with this movie just by calling it Hunger Games 4 Mad Women. but that was the, and I think, and the other reason I wanted to introduce a role like that is the actress herself, Sharon Van Iven. She was a young actress whom I met working for John Cassavetes in 1974, when we were both hired by John to work on the distribution of A Woman Under the Influence. And I really liked her. I thought she was smart. I thought she was pretty. I thought she was, she seemed to be very talented and determined. And I said to her in October 1974, when I met her, I said, you know, I'm gonna make films soon, and I want you in one of my films. And literally, 40 years to the day, I was directing her on the set of Mad Women.